Now, here in Alabama, corn planted in the state is at 92% as of this past Sunday. That compares to 60% at this time last year, but 77% is the five-year average. 75% of that crop has already emerged. And when it comes to other spring crops, Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist, says planting progress for cotton is also moving along.
The cotton planting numbers for May 1st, 16% of the intended U.S. cotton acreage planted by the 1st of May. That has slipped a little bit behind the five-year average of 18%, but still ahead of last year's 15%. There was, however, significant planting progress in portions of the Delta. In fact, we saw more than one-third of the intended acreage planted in Missouri.
Now, as of this past Sunday in Alabama, 22% of the cotton crop had been planted, which is up from the 14% the week before. Last year at this time, only 9% had been planted, while the five-year average is 17%. And when it comes to peanuts, overall, Rippey says planting progress is moving along ahead of the normal pace.
About one-eighth of the crop, 12% planted by May 1st. Five-year average is 10%. Last year, 9%. We saw progress of at least one-tenth of the intended acreage just in the last week planted for peanuts in Florida, topping the list at 13%, Oklahoma 12%, and Texas 10%.
As of this past Sunday in Alabama, 9% of the peanut crop had been planted. That's up from the 3% the week before. Last year at this time, though, 15% had been planted, while the five-year average is 10%. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.